All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, I'll bet you there's not one soul within the sound of my voice that doesn't have some member of their extended family that suffers from a mental illness.
That's right. You can say that with certainty, yes.
Yes, I know I can say that with certainty, because mental illness in this society comes in many different forms. You know, people who can't deal with the pressures and anxieties of making it in this nation. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy undergoing. Let's stop acting like, well, you couldn't make it in this country. You're a weak person. The country itself and things that, you know, I think there are more people in my lifetime now that there are more people being diagnosed with mental illness than ever before.
Yeah. Yeah.
At much younger ages. And they come from the pressures of the society. You know, we somehow think, and many people just accept that they think that, you know, that mental illness is a weakness.
That's stigma.
In people.
That's stigmatization. Yes.
Yeah, it is not a stigma. And so when we see those people with mental illness, you know, do something that infuriates all of us, and then we turn around and we jump on the person with the mental illness instead of saying, well, they knew that person had mental illness, why didn't they do something about it?
Are you sort of, is this tangentially related to that horrible shooting in Oakland?
Well,
because as you sort of bring this up, as you know, this notion of people understanding the troubles that somebody has, that's the case here. You know, this kid, explicit calls for help.
That kid had mental illness. His parents had mental illness. And yet people who, and whether or not there were people who detected the mental illness or not, I can't say. I don't know. It's too early. But, you know, I looked at the kid's face, and I'm able to discern whether or not, based on just the looks on people's faces. I'm not saying this out of that I'm some, you know, medical doctor. But I can see people who are struggling in this society with mental illness. You can see it in their faces and in their eyes. And you know what I mean, Evan?
Oh,
you
yeah.
see it.
Yes, you can.
Do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, we do. We're short on time, but we got
I know,
Dan
who
from
do we
Equan.
Have? Go ahead.
Hey, Earl. Really quickly, I just wanted to point out to a link with Mother Jones back in 2013, and it talks about the whole history of mental illness in the article. One of the things that just bring to your attention, when the passage of Medicaid back in 1965, the states were incentivized to move patients out of state mental hospitals and into nursing homes and general hospitals because the program excluded coverage for people in institutions for mental diseases. And that was signed into 1963 by JFK. It was the Community Mental Health Act. And it was, unfortunately, that's what got the ball rolling with all this. And before that,
hey, David,
if you remember, there was a lot of doctors were doing these crazy lobotomies.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Things. Yeah, I mean,
David,
history with all that.
Are you also aware that it was, since you went to that history, that it was Ronald Reagan who turned many of these people out? Ronald Reagan made the decision and put those people on the street.
He So what he did was actually, he did something a little different. In other words, he actually made it, he did it where he made it into black grants for states. He ended the federal government's role in providing
David, the states
services.
Could not. So what he did was turned it over to states that could not afford. They didn't get additional funds. The states themselves could not support that.
So at the end of the day, you know, what ended up happening was there's a lot of different things going on. And if you remember Milwaukee County at one time had a public hospital and a mental place there. And then the county eventually they just closed it down. They tore the whole building down.
Because of what it costs to house people. If the federal government, in with all of its resources, cannot afford to house the mentally ill amongst us, then you get the mentally ill impacting and affecting the rest of us. So that's the reality of what I'm talking about, man. We can't always in this country talk about what we can't afford as long as we continue to spend $700 to $800 billion a year on military armament. Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Thank you, Evan. Another great week. I'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.
Take care, my friend.
Bye.